We're on Pandora?
We're on everything.
We're on Apple Music and we're on that.
Okay. I believe that we are
on. That's what
on
I thought. I just
things.
Wanted to draw him in a little
but
firm room.
I cannot believe that we are
also
on Pandora.
We're on it's Pandora.
The thing that I used when I was 12.
Yeah.
That's what Pandora is.
We're also on iHeartRadio.
We are.
Like we're,
but again, I can believe that.
Google Podcast.
Amazon Music, I believe all those things. But Pandora.
We're also on something called like
for some reason.
Dusting. Debt.
Are we on Bandcamp?
We should be on.
That's an Anthony.
We should be on SoundCloud.
This is definitely the beginning of episode 2 right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello. Welcome back to episode 2 of
After Quest.
Yeah. That's
Questing
definitely it.
After Duh.
It's like full circle.
Full circle.
Oh, she's like, I was a child and Pandora was the thing, and now I'm an adult and Pandora still there.
Exists.
Pandora. Yeah, that's just kind of awesome. And now I'm, now my voice is somewhere on Pandora.
Yeah.
That just, I never thought that would ever happen.
Someone else can be doing their chores listening to your voice on Pandora.
I hope so.
I was thinking about this the other day. People could take sound bits of our voices because now that they're like open and make AI versions of us?
Yeah.
Oh, don't say that.
Just thought I'd frighten you for a
second.
Because you're paranoid like that.
I am. That's why I don't have an Instagram. That's why I made them censor my face on the post.
Bro, people can do that. I don't care. Do whatever you want.
I know.
If you're going to be creepy, be like...
Be creepy.
Do it
I don't warn my
if you're going to be creepy, make it funny.
Make it funny make it and fun. Creepy at the same time.
I don't
make
have
it iconic.
Any valuable assets other than my face. So honestly, if it's propagated more, I'd...
Because I don't have,
I have a
any
toy.
Stuff online, the only thing these folks know is my name.
You know, all my accounts were already hacked, so like, I'm sorry, I'll stop.
Anyways, what do we want to talk about
today?
We're
talking about the lore!
The lore!
I'm pretty unfamiliar with it, regrettably. I listened to the podcast episode explaining it, and then I fell asleep because it was late.
So, it was...
Because it was so boring.
2.5 minutes.
This is not your fault. I was on some meds, dude.
No,
teacher,
student.
Teacher master dungeon.
Of course.
I listened to the podcast, like, that one episode, like, 5 different times, trying to get the lore in my head. Mm-hmm. And I'd kind of, in one ear, out the other.
It's all right.
Time,
so. I was talking to my brother on the also listened. You guys have information.
I know, but...
Yeah. I was talking to my brother who listened to it, and he said I probably put in too much stuff. But that's all right. Okay. I was asking if I should, like, go through a very simple, like, where in the world...
Oh, yeah.
Where in the
like
world
a
is...
geographical little...
Yeah.
Where in the world is...
Carmen Sandiego? Is that...
True, what's our party?
We haven't. We gotta decide that
we
now.
We haven't had a significant enough moment.
We don't have a...
Drop a name. Comment for your party name idea.
drop a comment, we will ignore you.
We will ignore you.
But drive our engagement up, still. I'm just kidding.
I'll just go through it really quick. Okay, so... Kolmordia is the world, as in, like, we would call Kolmordia what people of the real world would call Earth.
Cool.
Okay, yeah.
That's like the planet.
The planet is Kolmordia.
The known world.
The known world. Yeah. There may be hidden continents, what have you.
Or a hidden
planet. Or hidden planets, thank you.
Alien invasion.
There are 5 major countries, 3 major continents. There's the one we're on. I'm being very simple, and I might cut this out later if I decide it's unneeded. Okay, so I'm just going.
No, just go.
It's helpful.
Just keep going. Yeah. No. I had a separate thought.
Okay,
I was trying not to laugh in the middle of your explanation.
Please don't laugh at me.
Yeah, no. I'm not laughing at you. Complete
unrelated. Okay,
don't worry about it.
There's 3 major continents. The one we're on is Estimir, right? And then there's the continent to the south. West, I believe it's southwest, which is Aloris, the continent of Aloris. And then the continent, and it's a single continent and country, technically, of Partha. Those are the 3 major continents. And then in the center of them, closer to Estimir, is the Helix Isles, which I believe I mentioned in the lore episode.
I think so.
I just gave that name.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Partha is to the... east. Estimir is the northernmost continent and the tip of Rudira, which is one of the 2 countries of Estimir. The tip of Rudira is the northernmost explored and like mapped location in the world. So that's sort of the gist of where we are, right? Adrios and Rudira are two countries on Estemir, split in the middle. You guys are in the very top of Adrios.
So from my understanding, Adrios is like the familiar empire to at least our party.
Historically,
and home, like for us mostly.
Historically, Adrios and Estemir are the major power in the world.
Cool.
I have a bullet point.
And then Rudira is like our northern foreign neighbors.
Yes.
Cool. They're like Canada.
Let's say they're like Canada.
Like, we know them.
We know them.
But like, They're not like us.
Yes.
They're different.
They're different.
And also northern, so that helps.
Also northern.
And the, so we wear the shorts in the relationship.
The implication is that... The implication is that Rudira and Adrios were once connected, and it was just Estemir.
Mm.
So I have a ton of bullet points of history that I can like go through if you guys want. But I'm not going to go through that here because that would be far too much. Might cut that.
Sometime. You will.
We're at 82 downloads.
Woo!
Wow. Nice.
We are just under the word and us.
The word and us. Is that the religion?
Yes.
Okay.
The word and
us. We are just under the Jesus podcast.
Okay.
Woo! Just under.
That feels right for some reason. With you guys, that just feels...
We are just under.
Right.
That's okay.
Story of my life.
So we need to start promoting the word and us as much as possible. So we don't overtake the word.
Yes, we need to.
It would look bad.
That would look bad.
We can't beat Jesus.
We're in like, that would make us like 14th place.
I think it was 14th. I think you were spot on.
Wow.
Look, we go.
Nope.
Gosh dang it.
Dang.
Where's the, yeah.
So. Rudira and Adrios.
We're once united.
You guys have been in Rudira this campaign because you've been on the border.
I stole King in session zero.
You stole King and you guys Rudira. Were
in I was Rudira. Yeah, I was in Rudira.
Yeah.
And King, that's where King
like landed.
No.
Like space rocked.
I don't know. King started by What's the farming city?
Hadley.
Hadley. That's where King, in my mind.
Cause he's a scarecrow.
Did start.
We were talking about where Fable found
me. Yeah, no, where Fable found me is I was in Rudira.
Mm-hmm.
But I started, near Hadley.
Yeah.
Which is where Bramble is from.
I think I talked about this.
Fables.
I don't know if I ever talked to you about this, but in my mind, my headcanon, and I never did anything with this, is the scarecrow that I stole was Bramble's.
That would be funny.
That would be cute. Like,
and I was gonna do a moment about it, but I didn't talk to anyone about it. And then I just did.
It would have been funny.
But now we know.
That's headcanon.
So headcanon
has just kept that silent.
Is that I am Bramble's scarecrow. Yeah.
But Bramble never knew. He was probably like one day, like a scarecrow just went missing, but he didn't really give it a second thought and was just like, okay, here's another one. Built a new one. It's like, oh, God took it.
He's just like, man, looks like someone else needed that.
Yeah, that's literally what he did.
So, it's okay, I can make more.
And then he made one.
So, geographically, the two nations are separated by the mountains.
Yes.
But politically, at one point, they were one.
Politically, the border was not there. Rudira was a region, and Adrios was non-existent.
And now Rudira...
There's history stuff that makes that more clear, right?
Right,
that
but sounds, I get it.
The way that I just said it sounds super like, what?
No, we got it. I got you, don't worry.
Yeah.
Got you, though.
So Rudira was a known nation. Adrios, the...
I just said it louder.
The now country was named after a person.
Right.
After a while. It was previously, even after the border, just known as Estemir.
Right.
Even after Rudira became its own thing. I might cut this because
this is what I want.
Yes, Rudira forever and always has been like not a separate region, but a known region. Not necessarily called Rudira, but
it's like the Midwest.
A different region. Like the Midwest. People are different there.
The South.
They're the southern belt.
Southern.
Well, except yes. They're to the north.
Yeah. Yes. My whole inspiration for them very clearly is Scandinavia and Nordic countries.
That's what I was getting from them.
You know, Slavic stuff. So there'll be a lot of, if you guys ever venture up there, there'll be a lot of
been
names.
Up there.
We was.
Yeah, but
because that's where the fort was.
You've been to,
right?
That's where the fort was, but you guys were in the wilderness and Drift Glen. And Drift Glen is pretty much just Adrios, but with more steps.
Yeah.
It's because like those, they're the least Rudiran of the Rudiran cities.
Because it's a border city.
It's a border
city. Border cities are.
Yeah.
Are.
Same with Wildfell. Wildfell to Rudirans feels very much similar to Rudira than any other Adriosi city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was indubitably
like the guy who I got distracted by. I'll listen to this episode and then I'll be caught up.
Okay. but you guys have been to both. You went to the keep, which was the very southern tip. So you guys were sorry, listeners. You really won't be able to.
Well, hey, go check out our Instagram.
Go check out our Instagram. We'll probably put a picture of this
somewhere. Eventually.
So you guys were out here, like the very tip.
So the tip we're looking at.
When you said tip, Drift I thought Glen. You meant like the far north.
To
the,
oh no, to you guys did right. not go
that's,
up here.
That's why I was surprised because that's where we actually were. That's where I thought we.
Yeah.
Were,
no, you guys were down here,
the easternmost point,
just across the way of from Wildfell.
Yes. When I describe the region of Old Estimir, right, the region of like ruin and wilderness and no one lives there anymore, that's this sort of region separated by the river. Okay. So that's this entire sort of.
I'm just yawning a bunch,
pointing to nonsense.
No, I explain very carefully to the audience.
And explain
behind your back.
I'm just kidding. Anyway,
yeah.
All right, you guys get it now.
Yeah. We know where you are.
You know where we are,
and you're back here to Wildfell.
Woo!
That's where we ended, right?
That's that is where you ended. You're in Otis.
Spoilers. Well, this might be after. I don't know when this is coming out.
It'll probably come out after all the episodes.
Okay, so when we
we ended at Otis's shop.
Yeah,
and Otis had just given you the rundown of everything's bad.
Yeah.
So as a DM, I was like, pick a place, folks, and we'll.
Yeah.
I have a story.
Did we decide?
I don't remember.
Right, you guys haven't decided.
It's been a very long time since.
No.
We can go to.
You guys can go to.
Vorenheim? Vorenheim.
You guys
and
can
that was
go
to pursue Peach's wanted posters, right?
That was to. No, so Vorenheim. I'll give you the rundown again because you guys. It's been a while. Vorenheim, two of the barons, which are basically city leadership, right? Equivalent to a mayor.
Right.
Or something similar. Two of the barons were assassinated by shadows.
Oh.
That's the lead that you guys have. That's why you would want to go there. Otherwise, it would just be like a...
Okay.
And there'd be
wait, just to like investigate?
To investigate. Because that's what Jespin was talking about. The keep was attacked by shadows.
Yeah.
It's the person chained was taken out by shadows.
To King.
To King.
And then, so King does not want to go to Vorenheim.
King does not want to go to Vorenheim. But if you guys want to investigate that, that is up to you. And then your other options are Dryocton.
That's the one.
That's the one that I think you guys are going to.
Probably.
Because Fena will probably be like, ooh.
Yeah.
But I have no idea. And then Hadley as well. So Dryocton's stuff was the rumors of them massacring a thing and that being treason.
Right.
That was the rumor of like them being investigated for treason by the council.
And wasn't... There was something that was related to Peaches, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Because that's because
well, that, the cult.
Because the cult
we
that
think is what
is Peaches,
Peaches or related to Peaches in some way.
So because Otis sent people down there to investigate us.
He sent the members of the Accord down there to investigate.
Yeah.
For you guys.
For listeners' sake, it's been like a month.
It has been recorded a while.
So it's been a while.
Okay. And then your other option is Hadley, which actually Peaches and Venom might want to go to Hadley most because dragon.
Yeah.
And King does not want to go to Hadley.
Dang. Because of the dragon or because?
Yeah, we're not going to freaking investigate an ancient dragon. We're level 3.
Okay.
We can investigate
freaking
without.
King doesn't know we're level 3.
King does not feel strong enough. King is a toddler.
No, actually, we'll find. Hey, well, in character,
We'll find out. How's that?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. All right. What were some other important talking points that we wanted to?
Speaking of King. No. So it was just characters and the world and how you guys feel about it.
Yeah.
Can I talk about King for a second?
Let's do it.
Because I also have some questions about for my other players about King. So, and I've talked about this, and it was in the Lost episode.
The Lost episode.
And I've mentioned it a few times, is King is very smart. King is a smart thing, but...
Low wisdom, high intelligence.
That's actually very high wisdom. Yeah. I have all my mental stats are 16 and above.
Very high.
Dang.
The thing is, as far as King knows, King has existed for like 3 years.
You're just a baby.
And only 1 year has been in the material plane.
Sorry.
Which is kind of spoilers, backstory. Don't let a game. But, King has mentioned like the last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
King has been on, what is the name of your world again?
Kolmordia.
Kolmordia. Sorry. I was only thinking of Estamir. King has been on Kolmordia and Estamir for a year.
Yeah.
And during that time, it named itself, all that.
I've been here for like 30.
So it's got the mind of an adult, a very smart adult.
Okay.
But it hasn't taken in a lot of knowledge. It's like it's never seen some things before.
I gotcha.
And that's why it's constantly, especially socially, most people like run away or attack it, right?
Or like, you know, just refuse to understand kind of.
Yeah. That's why King's annoying, basically. Yeah.
Oh, why?
Is because King doesn't, it's drug time. King doesn't know.
Yeah.
King doesn't know better.
I guess you just Fable, I guess Fable's a very, very forward. We're forward, man.
And because,
capital M, a little bit, man.
King is a toddler. It's a toddler with an adult's mind.
Yeah.
So it's the opposite of poor things.
I
need Venna.
but this is kind of what I want to ask you guys, because I physically, I know what King is.
Yeah.
But what King is, I don't know. So what do you guys have theories? What do you guys think King is?
I can't say anything.
You can't say
anything. What do you think King is?
I think just some sort of magical being or monster. Those exist, like Fable as a character. It's like, well, this is something I don't understand, so I'm gonna go try and find the tools to understand what the heck this is. Because clearly it's acting like a toddler, but it's also extremely powerful. So I shouldn't press its buttons.
Because Fable's the only person that's seen King fight.
Yeah.
I think that Bramble is just like, yeah, okay.
The little man.
has Bramble as a satyr ever been to the Feywild?
No. As a DM, I'm gonna say probably no.
Probably no.
He's just some guy.
I feel like we don't understand
unless you like really want Bramble. To
I need
visit
some kind of backstory. I've got backstory. I always make backstories where you're like, you can't incorporate it, you know?
That has been a struggle, I'm going to be honest. But yeah. I've done some stuff.
Okay.
So
that's good.
We'll figure it out.
I think that King is very much giving Painter right now because it's like main character vibes. But it's
a little.
That's also because of what's been going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Peaches is right now.
Peaches is not even like really relevant.
What the wanted post?
Yeah.
The whole instigating.
Peaches is more relevant on like a very mortal scale because Peaches' arc is like the law, which is honestly in the mind of Fable, probably a little bit more like
relevant
currently as it stands.
I find it funny that you say Peaches' arc is the law.
Because like wanted poster, it's like, oh shit, we need to figure out like, is this person a criminal or is this person,
A victim.
With that, it's like,
which I feel like that's also kind of where Fable is sitting at with King. It's like, is King the problem? Which I'm assuming.
I could be evil and I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. But that's kind of where Fable is at too. Is like, this thing could be dangerous or
I could be a bong, guys.
Yeah, you could be Tom Mater.
Fuck, don't wink at me.
You're the bong, Mater.
Thanks, Lannan.
You know, like, literally, it's more of, I need to know what is up before I make any executive decisions, which is why his first decision was to, I'm going to go talk to Otis because I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Because, well, like, because Fable, unless he told anyone, is the only one that knows there's something underneath.
Well, I thought.
I mean, okay. No, they would have seen you be injured.
You guys
injured.
Saw weirdness, but Fable was the one that saw it.
Because you were like up close.
I like healed it. I like cure wounds did.
Because what's underneath is like, the flesh is like scabbed and like bloodied constantly.
Okay. Yeah. So like, again, I don't know. Because for me, this is like, this could be just like a little fetus man. like the Binding of Isaac, you know, type stuff, where it's like maybe that's the
good reference.
But I literally like I love that game. Like I don't know, I don't really have a good working theory because of all these different aspects that are kind of being integrated into it. So it's like, is this a Feywild creature? Maybe. Would Fable know what the Feywild is? Even I probably actually.
He's a ranger.
Yeah, at least know of it.
What's your conclave called again?
Isn't this called
whatever? Fae whatever?
We changed the name.
Did we change the name?
I think. But I wrote it down somewhere. Oh no, it's the Sylvan, it's just the Sylvan Hunter conclave, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. So that would make sense that he knows.
Sense that you know about.
Yeah, I know of it. So maybe it is like some magical being or like a tiny god. Just a little guy.
Dude, am I God?
You know?
Are
you David Bowie?
Hi, David Bowie.
Stop.
Am I like,
a god? A little homunculus made by a god? Just a little tiny person.
That's like,
R2-D2.
Like R2-D2.
Now that you say that, the freaking elf vampire fairy called me puppet. That's what a homunculus is.
Yeah.
You are a Muppet on the inside.
For all you know, that guy recognized you vaguely and thought he would improvise some random crap to scare you. For all you, I don't know. That's or he could
be
your
creator.
That
was like the one, because King always, his question is, what do you fear the most? That's what King fears the most, is what King is.
King is Benjamin.
I don't know.
I guess we don't
King
know.
King is a dollar.
I do know, that's actually.
You know. That or King is just some person that got cursed.
Fable's a man.
Man.
That's why I've never played just like a human character. I think I've also never played a character that is mean. Because I've always, like on purpose.
Yeah.
So,
Kind.
Ezel was
like, a Jesus figure. Christ-like.
He was Christ-like. I thought of him as Uncle Iroh, and I did my best.
That's good.
So.
Yeah, that's good.
That's kind of how I tried to play him. So, Ezel is like Uncle Iroh. So this is a little bit strange for me. And again, I'm always playing the mother hen where it's like, oh, you know, like, cure wounds you, take care of you. Oh, I'll save you. That's kind of the role I feel. So I feel like now it's like, okay. Papa Bear, you know.
Yes, I got to do
this. You should do this. You ain't allowed to be valid.
I was like Crazy Joe from Plants vs. Zombies. But that's his name, right?
Yeah,
Crazy
I
Joe.
Think so. It's Crazy.
They'll throw accurate
a peanut at you or whatever.
A mon.
My bad.
Yeah.
When was the last time you played Plants vs. Zombies?
Smell in the comments below. Or wherever you rate your podcast. Rate us 5 stars.
Rate us.
Or just rate us a rating.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I can't say that.
But Fable. Because you were talking about it and got sidetracked.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, what's Fable's deal?
Fable's deal. So
you guys haven't dealt with Fable's deal a lot.
Yeah, his deal is more subtle. It's more human. It's more of a
literally.
It's just more like it's more grounded. You know, it's a very I guess his journey is just much more about like loss and grappling.
Yeah,
you know, it's very simple for him, but also like usually the simple things are the most difficult. You know, which is like like complex issues are a thing that I've always had in with my characters in D&D. And then that always makes it difficult to integrate. So I think just having, like simple motivations and also like, but also with a fun twist that I kind of want to, I don't know if I want to reveal it now.
No, don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Save it. But like,
save it in game.
Yeah. But you know, like he has two magic items. One of which is the moonsickle, mm-hmm. and the other of which is, I think, currently unrevealed still.
Yes. I think you mentioned it. I won't say it just in case people have forgotten.
Yeah. At least the players have forgotten. And then everyone will be like,
I feel like we talked about it in our session zero and I don't remember.
That's okay.
It's okay.
That's fine if you
don't. Yeah, I'll listen good. To the episode.
Well, session zero wasn't.
Session zero wasn't recorded, luckily. but like, he just is a man that was kind of thrown into some situations that he did not want to be in, but yeah, he learned how to adapt and overcome and improvise. Adapt, overcome.
I see what you
mean. Yeah. But like, there's still pain there, you know? I think it's a beautifully straightforward character that I just haven't played before because usually my characters are not straightforward. It's usually like tiefling druid, warforged monk, you know, and stuff like that. And I think just playing like a human person, it's for me as like I've become an adult more recently than most humans on the planet. It's like, it really was like a coming of age to just be like, oh, I can just be a guy. You know,
my favorite, I said before, my favorite subclass is Battlemaster.
Yeah.
Favorite class is fighter. Favorite race is human.
You can make a really interesting character. And now this is not to dog on homebrew king, who is an unknowable being.
Everything is
because
homebrew.
Like characters like Fresh Cut Grass,
you know,
like I've only heard a little bit of it. I'm really behind on my Critical Role. Sorry guys.
Fresh Cut Grass.
I haven't watched the last.
Yeah. Like Sam Riegel's characters in general are always extremely complicated.
Super weird
and always out there. Same with, you know, like Talos and Jaff, right?
Yeah.
They always have really, really extreme characters that, kind of push boundaries, mm-hmm. usually like rule wise too, which is kind of cool mm-hmm. to see.
I think every one of Talzin's main campaign characters have been homebrew.
Yeah.
Of some.
Which is fun.
Yeah. And that is really, really cool.
What is?
Bloodhunter.
Gunslinger, Bloodhunter, New Barbarian.
Yeah, but
Caduceus wasn't. That's what I was
thinking. Oh, you're right.
Caduceus wasn't.
But
everyone else.
The Firbolgs, that's a unique race, though.
Yeah.
And it was integrated really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Caduceus is still probably my top, if not first favorite character, like second favorite character.
If you can, he's always a little bit like Caduceus, but a little bit more worldly.
Yes.
If that paints a picture. Mm-hmm. So and also a lot older than Caduceus because I guess, and how we had played it was Ezel was like, was an unknowable age. Like we did not know how old he was. Because
ancient.
Yeah.
Timeline was wonky, partly because I was lazy.
Yeah.
I have not been that lazy. I have my entire world history mapped out.
That's what I'm doing for my next project. I was seeing there's like, what year do, cause the main event was the war before. And I was like, how many years do I want it to be before since then? And then I was like, I want survivors, but also it needs to be a long time ago.
So make it
timeline wonky. Yeah. And there was logic there. And then it just made things too messy.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. But, I guess just to finish off, Fable, human man. He's only 30 years of age. And compared to most D&D players, that's like not much, but a lot. I've learned in my life, a lot can happen in 5 years. A lot can happen in one. Like, that's not to say that, and a lot can happen in three. Right.
So he was a guesstimate, but
yeah. But like, you know,
that's interesting that he's 30. Cause I don't know. I don't know how satyr age works. So I just.
I think that's the same.
Yeah, it's the same as humans.
I think it's a little extended.
It might be a little extended.
Okay.
Or like you age faster, but.
Yeah,
but not, and you grow up faster, I should say.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, like, goats do that.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Anyway, but Bramble's, like, the human equivalent of, like, 28. So he's just, like, a little bit younger, which I think is an interesting dynamic because I feel like Fable is a lot more, like, matured, but because of, like, dark and twisted, you know?
Yeah.
And then Bramble is, like... Did I say Bramble for you? Anyway, Bramble is like...
You said Fable.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, Fable is dark and twisted.
Fable's dark and twisted. And then Bramble's just like... He's had a lot of life lived and had to grow up really fast. So like... But he's kind of in the stage where he's healing his inner child, you know? And so he's like happy, like chill. I don't know. I still haven't found Bramble very... Like I know what I want him to be. But I also...
That's kind of how, like, Easel was, too, honestly. Yeah. So, like, that's how I am with King right now. I don't know who King is. So, yeah. Honestly, I think Fable's probably the only character who's actually figured out.
Yeah. Well, also, yeah. He's going to develop and change.
Yeah, that's true. Because he's got his walls up. He's got his ego, man. But, like... Just Like the Wall by Pink Floyd released in that.
Yeah. I was waiting for
Tear
it.
Down the Wall, right?
Peaches and Fable are on the opposite sides of the spectrum.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
Because Peaches knows
literally
close
nothing.
To nothing about any of her past at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Amnesia.
Amnesia.
Yeah, I gotta I know like the events. I just gotta remember the names because it's literally been a month.
Mm-hmm.
But
it has been a month.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've done my own DMing. Oh my goodness, dude! I've so much developing in my own campaign. So I need to reread all of your guys' names. Like, sorry, not all of your guys. I know your guys' names.
All of the names that you've
all
written
the names
out.
That. Yeah. DM.
Yeah,
all
like,
the NPCs.
Also, like,
all the
Otis.
NPCs I remember Otis.
I remember Rat.
That's the Otis. Important.
I literally, oh, I don't Rat. Remember the name Rat. Of the person who died in my backstory.
Bro.
So, yeah, because I've been writing a lot of those recently.
Yeah.
So, for my players. Without their knowing.
It so, happens sometimes.
It happens sometimes, yeah. All right, yeah. Is there any more? Any final notes? Final thoughts?
Great.
We'll have Steven deal with it.
We'll have Steven deal with it.
Yeah. Thank you, Steven.
Thank you, Steven. You're...
Is Steven local?
No.
That's what I thought. Telecommuting.
Telecommuting.
Steven, what is your address? Street name.
What is your exact coordinates?
What is your social?
What's your mother's maiden name?
We've said that too many times.
Yeah. Who's on the Tal'Dorei?
I vow now to keep everyone's maiden names private. Now move on to their first pet names.
Yes.
What was the name of the street you grew up on?
Mm-hmm.
Statistically.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Let's record. I want to roll some dice.
Roll some dice. Those are clunk. Thanks for listening. Do all the, you know, shameless self-promotion stuff. Rate us, follow us, share, what have you. Like and subscribe. Go check out other podcasts on the Algid Productions thing. That was this episode that we talked about that, right?
I think that was technically last episode.
Well, go do it, because... They have lots of cool stuff. Thanks. Bye.
Woo!